Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like a zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too graphic? Do you feel ill at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome to another episode of Cheese, Please, with yours truly, Snarf Dude.
And Daffodil.
And I had to think about that just a little minute. I'm sorry.
That's because you're not looking at your name tag.
I'm not used to saying yours truly. That's a new thing for me.
Trying something new, are we?
I'm trying. It's hard. It's all these things I got to think of trying to say, starting off the show. We've done so many of them. There's nothing anything original anymore. I'm just trying. Give me some credit.
Hey, I didn't say anything.
Oh, well, okay. Anyway, on the show this week, what do we have, Daffodil? You can tell the listeners.
Dancing with Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
What do you mean dancing?
We're going to start off with a polka and then move into a mambo.
Oh, wow. We're those Dancing with the Stars people that annoyingly pick me apart if I try to dance the mambo on a stage.
Yeah, but the thing is that it's Cheese Please Chair Dancing with the Stars. You sit your butt in the chair and then you dance.
Oh.
And it really helps if your chair has wheels. Much better dancing with wheels.
Not in the van, because of the fact that it's rather,
That's why it's chair dancing with the stars, because you can kind of sit in your chair and go like this. And go like this.
Yeah, Daffodil.
And see, you can dance in the van without really going anywhere.
It's radio, Daffodil. They can't see you.
No, but you can see me. You can tell them what I'm doing.
Yes, and I think it's quite frankly glad that it is radio. Because we really don't want to see what you look like doing that.
But it's fun.
It may be fun, but it's not necessarily visually appealing.
It's not very attractive?
No.
Okay, I'll stop doing that then.
Well, you can get away for it for the next couple songs. We got Mike, how do you pronounce that?
Miskiewicz.
Thank you. His accordion and orchestra with a couple polka songs where he actually sings.
So it's singing polka.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just another polka coming up, and we're starting off with Space Cadet Polka right here
on... The perfect theme song for Cheese, Please.
It may give you a fright, so don't turn out the light when you listen to my scary tale. When you listen to my scary tale. I went walking through the woods, the dark and scary big black woods. There was no one around and no road to be found. I got lost and I'm here to stay. I got lost and I am here to stay. Someone grabbed me by the arm. I turned around with great alarm. I saw some silly creatures with peculiar features coming from a big spaceship. Coming from a big spaceship. The leader told me not to run, or else he'll blast me with his gun. It really was a sight, I was too scared to fight, so I began to hum a tune, a crazy little polka tune. they began to dance and cheer and offered me some Martian beer. The leader said, Nazdrovya, and my boy, I love you. We'll go back and say we found a planet with a polka sound.
All I could say was, oh my God, oh my God.
Good cheese. Camembert.
Just another polka, but oh, what a girl in my arms. Am I in heaven since we met? Is this the Philharmonic playing Romeo and Juliet? No, just another polka like any other polka, but somehow the music has its charms. This is just another polka, but holy smoker, oh, what a girl in my arms. I'm dancing with an angel, with an angel, an angel, an angel. Oh yes, I'm dancing with an angel. That's why the band is sounding better from the moment that I met her. 'Cause I'm dancing with an angel, with an angel, an angel, an angel. She's got me dancing like I never thought I could. Oh, Arthur Murray never had it so good.
Mike,
Miskiewicz.
Thank you. His accordion and orchestra, maybe a few mice in there, who knows?
Mike, Miskiewicz, his accordion and orchestra.
And just another polka. And before that, we had Space Cadet Polka.
Which could be the Cheese Please theme song.
Why?
Because we're a couple of space cadets.
I know.
Somebody said that to me once.
Really? I
thought maybe that it was a compliment. We have been to outer space.
That was back in Roswell. We were at Roswell when you actually joined up with the show many moons ago, right?
Yes.
Yes, someone said that at that point. I still can't understand how you mixed up the flying saucer chasing after you, and it was a glorified pizza delivery car. That made no sense to me.
It had a big spinning thing on it. Anyway, we're not going to. That's just old news.
I know. I'm just still amazed by this so many moons later. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And this is Cheese Please, your weekly What the Moment.
Your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
Yes, but you also could call it the weekly What the Moment.
Crap. What the heck was that moment?
Exactly. We're your tornado on the radio.
Yes, and we should probably get right into our mambo.
Why?
So we'll have time to talk about other things
yes,
later.
Yes, but we got to take a break a little bit, just a minor break from the polka before we get doing the mambo.
Breath-catching time.
And see if Len says anything against us. Or, oh, no.
There's no judges.
Oh, well.
It's a good thing.
Yeah. Okay, we got a couple of things, to say the least, of mambo.
I really, really like the names of these two tunes.
The first two we're playing.
The mambo songs, the first two.
Okay, you might as well tell them.
Well, coming up in a minute, We got the Mickey Mouse Mambo.
Mickey Mouse Mambo. He mumbled back in the 50s when Mambo.
Mickey Mouse Mambo.
Everybody Mambo. Back in the 80s on SCTV, they had the Mambo. Mambo, yes.
And we're starting off with Banjo Mambo. Mambo.
Mambo? It's not Rambo.
That's like a tongue twister.
It's not Rambo. It's not Mambo.
Banjo Mambo.
With
Daryl Glenn.
On
Cheese Please.
Mambo, it's a crazy tune. Banjo mambo makes a girly swoon. Banjo mambo underneath the moon. I'm just a country boy from back in the sticks. I never was much on big town tricks, but there's one trick that I really know. That's a picking out the mumbo on the old banjo. I ain't very handsome, couldn't win a prize. Girls never looked at me with starry eyes, but then I learned how to give them a treat. I learned to play the banjo with the mumbo beat. Banjo mumbo, it's a crazy tune. Banjo mumbo makes the girls swoon. Banjo mumbo underneath the moon. Never was the answer to a maiden's prayer. Always was the type of guy they called a square. But now I've got the girlies crawling at my feet. I just played them the banjo with the mumbo beat. I never had a sweetie I could call my own. Always walked lover's lane alone. But now I find underneath the moon, there's a lots of girls awaiting for my mumbo tune.
Banjo mumbo, it's a crazy tune. Banjo mumbo makes a girl swoon. Banjo mumbo underneath the moon. Oh!
I'm not very fancy, I'm just plain old me. But with my banjo I don't have to be, for I found out I can get along as long as I can pick a little mumbo song. You can have your gigolos with fickle ways, they'll just leave you when you're old and gray. But my banjo won't fade away, and I'll pick you the mumbo till your dying day.
Banjo mumbo, it's a crazy tune. Banjo mumbo makes the girls swoon. Banjo mumbo underneath the moon.
Some cheese, please, my good man.
Certainly, sir.
Now, there is a man-sized bite.
Cheese, please.
Mambo, Mickey Mouse. Mambo, Mickey, Mambo, Mickey Mouse.
Who's the leader of the club that's made for you and me?
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E.
No one is a stranger, we're as friendly as can be.
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E. Mickey Mouse, Mambo! Mickey Mouse, Mambo! Forever let us hold our banner high, 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 high.
Come along and sing a song and join the jamboree.
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E.
Amigo, do the mambo.
We are all amigos and we're one big family. M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E.
Mambo Mickey, Mambo Mickey Mouse. Mambo Mickey, Mambo Mickey Mouse.
We are all amigos and we're one big family.
With the Mickey Mouse Club doing
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E.
I just don't get that.
I guess you grunt when you mumbo. I don't know.
I just hope it's grunting for a good reason and not another reason.
They didn't sound like bathroom grunts.
Well, some people can do those when they do number two. That's all I'll say.
I know. More music!
Mumbo Mickey Mouse said, this is Case, please.
And this is Daffodil, and that's Snarf Dude, and this is a pretty cool week.
Oh, I'm not that tired out, I have to admit. Although, I'm grunting a little bit with this whole mumbo thing. I don't understand why you have to grunt, but, you know, Senior Coconut coming up with a mumbo version of the Purple Haze. No.
No.
What's that? Oh, I have to look. I forget now.
Deep purple?
Thank you. Purple something.
And something purple.
Yes.
Smoke on the water.
Yes, mumbo version of that coming up. But we're starting off with Jim Carrey.
Yes, that Jim Carrey.
Yes, that Jim Carrey. He did it on The Mask in the 90s. A remake of a mumbo classic, Cuban Pete, right here on
Cheese Please.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick-chicky-boom, chick-chicky-boom. Yes, sir, I'm Cuban Pete. I'm the craze of my native street. When I start to dance, everything goes chick-chicky-boom, chick-chicky-boom. The senoritas, they sing and how they swing with their ombrero. It's very nice, so full of spice. And when they're dancing, they bring a happy ring that I can't. That teach you to chick chicky boom, chick chicky boom, chick chicky boom.
He's a really modest guy, although he's the hottest guy in Havana, in Havana.
Si, senorita, I know that you would like a chicky boom chick. It's very nice, so full of spice.
I place my hand on your hip, and if you will just give me your hand,
then we shall try, just you and I. Beat. And I teach you to chick chicky boom, chick chicky boom, chick chicky boom.
A show for the inner geek in all of us. Pocket protectors and all.
You are a strange little man.
Cheese, please.
Smoke on the water, a fire in the sky.
and Senor Cocuna doing a little la mambo.
I was going to say the lounge lizard version.
Yeah, I was going to say limbo, but that makes no sense.
It should be limbo,
mambo.
Limbo is where you have to get down under the stick.
Yes, the Deep Purple classic from 1972, Mumbofied. Not Mumbofied. Mumbofied. Yes, and Jim Carrey before that classic one, that was done by Desi Arnaz back in the 50s. You know, Lucy and Desi?
Yes.
But he does his version of Cuban Pete. Ending off our Mumbo foursome on the show this week. My name is Snarf Dude.
I'm Daffodil, and now we're going to move into something that's not quite so Mambo-y, right?
Well, you're a little tired, are you, or something?
I've been doing a lot of dancing over here. I'd like something kind of slower a little bit, maybe,
You're wearing out the chair. I know it's a little tight over there. You can't move that far, though. So
I do like this chair you found in that garbage bin. It's got really good wheels.
Oh, well, that's good. I forget. Where did we find that?
In a dumpster.
I know that.
I don't know where I don't remember where, but it was in a dumpster. It's really cool. It's blue.
Oh, yeah, it's a blue chair.
It's my pretty blue chair.
Not that you can actually move the wheels at all, but...
I can wiggle 3 inches in either direction.
Really? Three inches?
Yeah, look, watch.
Oh, well, okay. Oh, look at that. Yeah, you are. Wow.
I can swing my bum and it goes back and forth.
Just be careful. You just don't want to get mixed up with the wires.
I know. I'm holding my wires in my hand so I won't roll over them.
Yeah, some of them are exposed, so don't touch them too carefully. Just want to mention that before...
Could be kind of a frizzy situation.
Yeah, before I do this...
Stopping the tracks at number one is no guarantee that it's good. Sometimes number one means cheesy with a bullet. It's chart-topping cheesies on cheese, please.
It's Countdown Casey here, and here's the song that I hate.
What?
What?
What's so bad about that?
Your entire Casey Kasem impression.
I'm sorry. Apparently, as the story goes, Casey was asked any countdown, any song he actually hated that was on the countdown. And apparently he quoted this song, a top 100 hit, if you want to call it top 100 hit, from 1953.
As the number one hated by Casey song.
Apparently so. That's what I've read. I could be wrong, so I'm not sticking my head out too much.
But it is, you know, Cheese Please.
Yes, so here it is. Oh, Happy Day by Don Howard on...
Cheese Please.
The sun is shining. Oh, happy day, no more troubles and no skies of gray. Ever since you said those words to me, do-do-do-do-do-do, you said you loved me. I know it's true, my life's complete, for now I have you. Oh, happy day, oh, lucky me. Do-do-do-do-do-do. The moon is shining, oh, happy night, come to me darling, and hold me oh so tight, I need your loving, really, yes I do. I know it's true, my life's complete, for now I have you. Oh, happy day, oh, lucky me. Do-do, 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 me.
And that's the song I hate on Cheese Please. My name is Casey. Now back to Snarf Dude.
Hey, thanks, Casey. I'm glad you could pop by. I never had a celebrity on the show before.
Yeah, right.
Oh, well, it's worth a try. Don Howard, oh, happy day in the chart-topping Cheesy number 83, I think, from 1953 or something like that. And it's the song that Casey Kasem has gone on record at saying he hates.
Well, I gotta tell you,
yes?
For a song that's called Oh Happy Day, he sounds more like he's singing at a funeral.
Oh.
And I was sitting back here wondering, you know, I can't really chew through my own wrists to kill myself, but maybe I can give myself a paper cut bad enough that it will take care of it, because that was horrible.
Well, here's what I think of that song. There.
Yes, you get to scream. I never get to scream.
I'm sorry. I just couldn't resist. We're ending off the show this week with Electrified Donkey by Ferlin Husky. Okay.
Sounds like an interesting concept.
Until next week, folks.
You were Snarf Dude. I was Daffodil. This was Cheese Please. Come back and join us again next week.
I bought me a donkey about 4 feet tall to plow my cotton in the early fall. His running round was an awful sin. I had to build a fence to keep my donkey in. I rigged up a wire with a battery charge to keep my donkey from a running at large. Inside this pen, I turned him loose, corralled by a bolt of electrified juice.
Which way did my donkey go? If you see him, let me know. Haven't seen my donkey since he backed into that electrified fence.
The first time he backed up against it, he throwed back his ears and he had a fit. He brayed real loud and he hit high gear. He jumped way up into the atmosphere. I just got word from Albuquerque. A donkey there was looking for work. It could be my beloved Jack. If so, I'd love to have him back.
Which way did my donkey go? If you see him, let me know. Haven't seen my donkey since he backed into that electrified fence.
More word came from Palomar. A man up there was a-watching a star. While a-looking through his telescope, he nearly had himself a stroke. He seen something riding up the rainbow trail with two long ears and a couple bird tails. The thing he seen, he firmly states, was a donkey headed for the pearly gates.
Which way did my donkey go? Oh, St. Peter, don't say no. Meet my donkey with a grin. Please, St. Peter, let the donkey.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of the Wacky, the Warped, and the Weird, Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.